passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. Raw food is not just about carrot sticks and bits of broccoli. It's about eating a range of foods, both sweet and savoury, made with natural, raw ingredients. According to Jessica Fenton from Total Raw Food, a great place to start is by removing refined sugar and dairy from your diet and treating yourself with raw sweets instead, including her delicious recipe for raw chocolate truffles. So, what ingredients do you need?
Raw cacao powder, which is the raw chocolate in its powdered state. It's really high magnesium and antioxidants. You've got agave nectar, which is a sweetener that comes from a cactus plant, 25 times sweeter than refined sugar. It's suitable for most diabetics, and it's just a really good all-round sweetener. It's low GI as well, which makes it even better. We've got mesquite powder, which is high in protein. It can keep appetite at bay for between 4 and 6 hours. So, you know, I sometimes put them in smoothie recipes or cake recipes. Wherever I can get it in, I will do. We've got avocados, so great for vitamin E. You know, tastes really good in sort of raw sweet recipes. We've got some sesame seeds, which I'm going to grind down into a powder. And then we've got raw chocolate butter, which is a really good fat. It's easy for the body to break down, and it makes the recipe solidify. And also there's Himalayan pink rose rock salt, which is a really natural salt. So it's really high in minerals. It's far, far better than refined salt, which is, you know, got absolutely nothing good about it at all. So I'll just use a pinch of this in it as well. The very first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to grind the sesame seeds in my Vitamix blender. I'm going to grind them down into a powder. Next, I'm going to start adding all the different powders into the Vitamix jug, followed by the avocado and then the raw chocolate butter. In goes the agave nectar, all the runny stuff at the bottom. It makes it much easier to blend. So then in goes the chocolate butter. And then mesquite powder. And then I'm going to put the avocados in as well. So I've just chopped these, taking the stone out of the middle. And then just a pinch of Himalayan pink rose rock salt. I'm just going to give this a blend. And what I'm just going to do is I'm going to take a teaspoon and take a little bit of the mixture at a time and then roll it into a ball in my hands and then sort of run it through the raw chocolate powder to sprinkle that on top. If it's really soft at the beginning, if you leave it for 5-10 minutes, it'll start to solidify as the butter starts to set, and then you can totally cover it in raw chocolate powder and then pop it into a little cake case. And then you just literally keep doing that until all your mixture's done. You should get about sort of 25, maybe 25, 30 little raw chocolate truffles out of it as well. Or if you've not got as much time, because this is the most time consuming bit of the recipe, although actually making it is quite quick, what you can do is just tip the entire contents into a baking tray, sprinkle raw chocolate powder on top, and then just let it set in the fridge or freezer. Then you can just cut it up into slices. So if you're a bit busy, you can always do it that way around. So after you've made your raw chocolate truffles, you can just put them in the fridge or the freezer. Freezer for probably about sort of 10-15 minutes and double the time if you're going to use the fridge. They'll be ready to eat.
That's Jessica Fenton from Total Raw Food. And there are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.
This is a Passion for the Planet sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet sound publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.